Right now, it is time to bring in the guy who's going to give us the weather forecast, and we'll find out what he's doing for Halloween. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I'm doing absolutely nothing, but I will be standing by for the trick-or-treaters.
All right. So how many do you normally get?
We normally get a lot. Last year was down considerably because of COVID. I'm thinking this year that it'll probably be up because obviously things are a lot better this year than they were at the same time last year.
Are you going to meet them with a mask on?
No, not at all. No. And most of them are, you know, neighborhood kids, and we know them all. So it's a pleasant thing.
Are you all stocked up with candies and treats?
Yeah. Yep. All set.
What's the favorite candy that kids like?
It depends. I think there are some that just love, you know, the taffy stuff. I don't think too many of them care for the hard candies, but they certainly go for the chocolate. You know, the Three Musketeer bars, the Hershey's, the what's the other one? Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, Reese's, you know? Reese's are really popular.
Yeah, you know, so they really go for that. But, you know, and again, you have to be careful because a lot of these kids have, you know, have peanut allergies. But again, it's up to them to choose the candy they want, you know, and that's where we leave it. And it's not going to be the greatest day, but it certainly won't be terrible. We have another storm headed our way. By the way, I don't know if you heard, but yesterday, a tower in Toro on the Cape reported a wind gust to 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was. They got it pretty good out there. They got it pretty good out there.
Yeah, they really did. So did we. I mean, but that's beside the point. Partly sunny, 60 today, 35 to 40 tonight, clear. We have some sun, and then it gets windy during the day tomorrow, but I still don't think the rain will come in until tomorrow evening. So most of tomorrow is going to be dry, but it will cloud up. 50 to 55, you will have wind and rain tomorrow night, and it's not out of the question for us to get wind gusts over gale force tomorrow night, which is over 40 miles an hour.
Let the wind blow. My trees are gone.
Gone, right. Still periods of rain and windy, 55 to 60 Saturday, cloudy with showers, 60 to 65 on Sunday. So not the greatest weekend coming up, Marshall.
But showers on Sunday, but 60 to 65, you said?
Yeah.
Well, you know, at least it'll be comfortable for the kids.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a lot more comfortable if it didn't rain on them.
Well, yeah, but is it going to be a heavy rain or just light showers?
I think most of it are light showers.
All right. Man.
Yeah.
They can deal with that. They're kids. Now, the parents that go along with them, that's always a tough call.
Did I tell you about the email that I got from the Discover card?
No.
Folks may remember a couple of weeks ago I got an email from PayPal saying that my PayPal card had authorized the charge of $500. And if I wanted to dispute it, call this number, and I called the number. And it turns out that this guy, the whole thing was a scam. He tells me what to type on my computer. The next thing I know, he's on my computer, running all over the place. Meanwhile, I got my cell phone. I called PayPal. They said we would never do that. So I completely disconnected everything, and thank God the computer was safe. Well, I get it. This is the beginning of the week. I get a email from Discover Card telling me that my Discover card has been canceled. And if I have any questions, blah, 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 I'm saying to myself, this has got to be another scam. So I called the Discover card number in the back of the card. And she takes down my data. She looks at it. She goes, yes, sir, your card has been canceled. I said, can I find out the reason? She said, oh, yeah, inactivity. I said, excuse me? She said, well, you haven't used your card in about a year. I said, yeah. She said, so we canceled it. She said, we do that to all card members. I said, oh. She goes, but I could get you over to a department right now, and you could reapply. I said, excuse me. Why would I reapply for your card when I had your card? And obviously, I didn't need any credit, so I didn't use your card. And now you canceled me, and you want me to reapply? So she didn't know what to say. And I said, and what is this going to do to my credit score? She goes, oh, well, it definitely will affect your credit score. You'll have to call the credit union. So I called the credit union. And they said, yes, it will. I said, and why is that? They said, well, if you had canceled the card, it's one thing. But because they canceled the card, it's another thing. So it will bring down your credit score. So, ladies and gentlemen, here I am with a Discover card that had no balance on it. I've used it before. And, of course, I paid it off. But because I haven't used it in a year, they canceled me and caused my credit score to drop. How do you like that for a boot?
How much did it drop, do you know?
I didn't know. I should really go in and find out. But I had great credit. And at this point, you know what? That's it for Discover. You know, they're still sending me stuff now. If I want to apply and the whole bit, no, I don't want anything. I have never, ever had this happen to me before with any other credit card other than Discover. So, folks, if you have a card, a Discover card, and you haven't used it in some time, charge something. Even if it's a $10 bag of popcorn, charge it so they can't cancel your card and ruin your credit score.
I tell you, more and more things happened. A friend of Jill and ours got a letter from, I think it was Bank America, and he had an investment account with them.
Okay.
They closed it.
Why?
They just closed it and told him that what he could do, he could take the money and put it elsewhere. And these things like this happening should be warning signs to people, because they're not just happening to one person or another person. These weird things are happening with the banks once again. But no, they just sold them. You know, I guess it wasn't worth it to them. Okay, it wasn't big enough for them. And so they probably just moved on. But just like you didn't use your card, so we don't want them as a member. These are just incredibly stupid things.
I think they're incredibly stupid, because it's no skin off their back.
No.
If I hold a card and I have a zero balance, and whenever I charge something, I pay it right off, isn't that better than having no customer?
Yeah.
I mean, so they have a customer. I mean, if I ever need the card again, I would have used it. But I don't need it. So why would I use it?
That's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So I thought I'd pass that on to our listeners, so that this way they were aware of what the card could do.
So if you have a Discover card, either cancel it or buy a bag of popcorn.
Yeah. But, you know, buy something, you know, a minimal amount. So when the bill comes, you know, again, you always have 30 days. So let's say you charged $15. You bought something on Amazon and you charged $15. So the bill comes, pay it off, and at least you know you'll be active if you still want to hold on to the card.
Good advice, Pat. Good advice.
Yeah.
So your weekend looks kind of calm then, right?
I have nothing, no commitments this weekend. I'm really happy about that. The weather looks, you know, kind of shoddy. I think my four friends that live nearby, I'm going to just have them come over and have like a small little Halloween dinner, you know, and that's it. Just hanging out for a little while on Saturday night. No big deal.
And what are you going to make for Halloween dinner?
I'm thinking of empanadas.
Oh,
I'm thinking of chicken empanadas and turkey empanadas, preceded with soup, and a nice salad, and maybe like a rice, some sort of a rice dish.
You know, every ethnicity has things like this. Empanadas, Italians, of course, ravioli and stuff like that. Pierogies. There's some sort of folded pasta dish filled with something in just about every ethnicity.
I think you're right.
Sometimes they're fried. Sometimes they're boiled. Right. Even Chinese, that they have, the dumplings that they have. It's one of the most popular things to eat in the world, outside of pizza, of course. Pizza.
And this is not, you know, this is not hard. You know, this is not hard to make at all. So it should be good. And you know, it's kind of kind of light food. It's not, you know, it's not very, very heavy. So
do you fry them? Do you fry your empanadas?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Bake them.
You bake them? Okay.
Bake them.
All right.
Yeah, bake them.
Well, yeah. I want you to have a good listen to me. How long does it take you to make them?
I would say 45 minutes. You got to mix up all the stuff, put them in there, put them in the little dough circles, and then in the oven and out they come.
All right. All right, Pat. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow and see, get a clearer look at what exactly Halloween's going to be like.
Okay, that sounds good, Marshall. In the meantime, enjoy the sun.
All right, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.